This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheban is in the front of the class. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, sir, and really appreciate you allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right, where so many millions of combat soldiers fought, bled, and died for us, and over a million actually did die. And at the very least, we owe it to them to stand up for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and our country. Okay, I'm going to keep moving on. Vaccine genocide. Dr. Peter McCullough says COVID vaccines have now killed more Americans than World War One. I hope you're hearing. I would love to put exclamation points. I would love to put asterisks. I'd love to talk about each article more, but I'm trying to wake up as many people as possible. This should be jaw-dropping, this information that we give every day on this broadcast. Next, EU mandatory vaccination from 1st of July 2022 just passed. No cash without the QR code. New World Order is here. Are you listening? Do you still want to, after hearing this article, sit on your couch and spend 7 to 8 hours a day on your smartphone and TV? Really? Next. Latest Pfizer document dump shows the company had to hire 2,400 new employees to handle a wave of COVID vaccine adverse events. And I guarantee you, these new hires, they're just like a nurse, where they say, oh, you got to ask the doctor. Oh, you got to ask the doctor. It gets filtered to the selling of the narrative for what the powers that be want you to say. Look, the physicians, the AMA, the hospitals. I mean, I was going to mention one of the articles here about what hospitals were getting for a COVID diagnosis. We went all through that before. Well, Montana was at one of the top of the list, $300,000+, almost $400,000 for a COVID diagnosis. For basically no, we still have no legitimate test for COVID. The PCR test has been discredited by every organization a year and a half after we were all saying this on the independent media. That's how corrupt the whole system is. Next, fat Texas cops told to lose weight. And yes, that is the title of the article, fat. And they use the term in the article, pudgy. Look, I cannot tell you how many times I'm out of breath saying it's never been about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness. These are all BS, politically correct buzzwords hijacked by definition to take the to lower the bars of standards and expectations, take the money and the prosperity from the bottom 93% and give it to the top 1% to 2%. I have proved this thousands of times economically, mathematically, and I'm blue in the face talking about it. If you let yourself go, it's not about appearance. It's about qualifications. It's about standards. It's about doing your job. It's about being a mentor. It's being about healthy. It's about nutrition. These same people who are pushing these vaccines, do they talk about nutrition? No. They don't talk about vitamin D3 or zinc or quercetin or vitamin C or vitamin B complex or NAC or any of this stuff. They don't talk about it purposely because they want you dumbed down. They want you taking some stupid nanotechnology vaccine that's going to kill you. A year and a half of saying these articles, folks. I'm getting out of breath. Next. And for you people to think, oh, well, you know, really? Listen up. Girls are developing genital ulcers and after getting the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Do you think they might be getting stuff like this if they've had a sexual partner who have had the jab? Just wondering. Next, COVID vaccines causes, you ready for this? Break out your calculator, folks. COVID vaccines cause 16,633% more miscarriages compared to the flu vaccines. Yeah. Group hyphen and pronoun. Keep thinking that. Next, mass abortion. 75% of women vaccinated in their first trimester have lost their babies. This is the information that actually gets found. Can you imagine how much they try to hide and censor and delete and omit and change the data? Next, fetal deaths up nearly 2,000% since start of COVID vaccine rollout. No, depopulation has got nothing to do with it, right? That was sarcasm. Next, 150% more adverse vaccine events in the past 15 months than the entire 32 years of VAERS. That's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And we all know, because we've mentioned the study from Harvard, only 1% of VAERS is actually accurate. 1% gets reported. 99% gets shoved under the rug to sell the narrative. Next, FDA approved first and only COVID-19 treatment for pediatric patients as young as 28 days old. Congratulations. This is what happens. You kick the father out of the home. You have no more marriages. You have a divorce rate that's the highest it's ever been. This is what happens when when the state becomes your daddy. There's no tough love, there's no responsibility, and there's nobody protecting the family. And this is on purpose, and we've talked about this in great detail and specificity over the years. Next, COVID vaccine complications will soon collapse our health system, warns renowned virologist. All articles published in the public domain. I want to switch gears, folks, because of time. I have a lot more in this arena. I'm just going to go on to new categories. Pennsylvania DA, district attorney, finds massive ballot fraud, but no one will be prosecuted. This is what happens when you don't do your job. This is what happens when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for what group you're in. This is what happens when the same people demand no protection rights or restitution on the rule of law. This is what happens when you protect and enable the most corrupt companies and governments in the world with liability immunity. It's not just wealth inequality, but they think they're trying to sell you on your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, but they're literally giving themselves free lunch, eliminating the rule of law with precedence. And there's no more value in the rule of law. There's no more value in due process because everything's been sold to the highest bidder because people have been incorporated into the brainwashing scheme, the PSYOPs, the MK Ultra, the PSYOP, the mass formation psychosis, everything that we've talked about and given specific examples. So now with gene editing, the tracking, the tracing, the hacking of humans is now a real thing. Congratulations. This is what happens when we don't speak up. Next. Biden FEC nominee admits her name is on legal document attesting voting machines used in Georgia illegally switched votes from one candidate to another. Next, Georgia's stolen ballots. The military in Georgia, for those of you who are fighting for our country, getting poisoned with toxicity, the numbers just came out. 93% of the Georgia military voted for Biden. Biden. It's the opposite. But that's where the votes got allocated. Congratulations, folks. Keep not speaking up. Keep being divided and conquered. Keep being distracted with breads and circuses. Keep willing to be dumbed down. This is what you get. Next. Oh, and by the way, there's that 2,000 Mules. I've seen the trailer on that. I think it's a Dinesh D'Souza movie. It's mind-blowing. There's so much evidence of election fraud, voter fraud, foreign interference. Mike Lindell, FrankSpeech.com. Oh, my God. People, we have to read. We have to research. Don't believe anything I say, please. Next, Wisconsin added 29% of their entire voting population to voting rolls in 10 months prior to the 2020 election just to get databases of names to say they voted. And how many articles have we given, published in the public domain, of people who went in to vote and said, oh, sorry, you can't vote again, you've already voted? That's called rigging the vote, folks. It's unbelievable. Work has been delegitimized, especially at the government, all government institutions and organizations and big corporations. Been delegitimized. Next, 4.8 million harvested ballots in swing states. 4.8 million! Next, man who discovered ballot trafficking operations in Yuma County handed evidence to Attorney General Bronovich before the general 2020 election. He could have stopped it, and he did nothing. See, this is what happens when people in government are bought and paid for and blackmailed. There you go. Next, Zuckerberg announces new $80 million program to steal elections. If you think that this November is going to be a home run for Republicans after everything I've told you, everything the independent / truth media, new media has told you, then please send me your address. I'm going to send you a virtual bridge and I'll expect a check back. Next, a stolen election. State totals minus illegal ballot trafficking numbers give President Trump decisive victories in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. But, as I mentioned in this first article here, Pennsylvania DA says no one will be prosecuted. Despite all the evidence, all the videos, all the ballots being dropped off, all the ballots coming from under tables, all the Republicans being kicked out and the windows being blocked, all the evidence, all the whistleblowers, nothing gets done because we don't have a rule of law. We have corruption, racketeering, everything, education, government, big corporations, medicine, Wall Street, social institutions, all been corrupted with psyops and greed in order to consolidate power, money, and control. It's all dishonest money. It's all dishonest leadership. Nothing matters anymore. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs the Election Integrity Bill dedicated to voter fraud prevention, making ballot harvesting a felony. All 50 states and districts should do the same thing. And if they don't, it shows who is corrupt. Next, I'm going to go to general news here, folks, because some of it's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. My objective is to wake people up. I don't care if I'm hated. I'm just using published articles in the public domain, and I vet them to the best of my ability to make people realize what's going on in our country. And it all starts from the deception and the political correctness of being deceived and delegitimizing work and lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. When it has nothing to do with any of it, it's all about consolidation of power, money, control for the elite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I was just chatting with our son. He was paraphrasing. He said, and he was reading the story about social media, and this factory guy responded to the question, you know, which social media person do you follow? And he said, Kylie Jenner. And the question then was, why? And he responds, because she's beautiful. And then the question is asked, why? And he responds, surgery. And then he gets 30,000 likes in 10 minutes. And then he checked back 10 minutes after that. He found out he was blocked. Now, does that explain what's happening? I think it's a great story that explains exactly what's happening. Rich Sheeben, you have been right on the money since the beginning of broadcasting and teaching class at USA Prepares. I want to thank you. You're right on the money. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And listen, this doesn't give me pleasure saying this stuff. I'm trying to save lives, trying to wake people up. I could blow smoke up your keister all day long, make it feel good so I can be liked, but why would you listen? This is a call to action, people. And, you know, like Vince said regarding the transgender surgery, I have an article right here. HHS, which is Health and Human Services, is now going to provide taxpayer-funded sex surgeries. Do you remember the articles that I mentioned, folks, regarding the suicides? I remember one article not that long ago where when females transition to males, they have 50.8%. That's over half. 50.8% attempt at least one suicide attempt. Okay, think about this. Okay, here, I'm going to go to general news again. I'm going to start out with a little bit of information on education. Satanic Temple files lawsuit against Pennsylvania elementary school for refusing to host after school Satan Club. I didn't read that slowly to be condescending. I read it slowly because it's unfreaking believable. And you would not believe me. Next, secret gender transition closets where young children can trans without their parents' knowledge are popping up in schools across the country. Look, I am shocked that any parent has their school in the public government school system. Shocked. And talking about HHS, remember, they're one of the organizations exempt from the jab. Like the CDC, the FDA, Congress, the White House, U.S. Postal Service workers, all the millions of illegal, unvetted immigrants who are showing up with packets of ivermectin given to them by us. Millions of Chinese exchange students exempt from the jab. People, there's no more reading between the lines here. It's obvious. I know some people don't want to hear these truths, but why would you even listen to this program if I'm blowing smoke up your butt? Why? Entertainment? I don't think any of this is funny. All right, I'm going to move on. I'm running out of time. I'm going to give as many articles as I can. Next, DEA administrator, China is providing chemicals to criminal drug networks producing fentanyl. Wait till you hear some of the articles I'm going to mention if I have time regarding how many people are being killed. Next, Texas AG Paxton, Biden imposes coronavirus mandates on Americans exempting illegal aliens. Didn't we just say that? Next, Ukrainian citizens, for those of you who listen to the mainstream media about Ukraine, just listen. I'm just asking you to listen to a few of these articles, please. Ukrainian citizens are saying that fascist neo-Nazi, and they should be called Nazis, Azov Brigade, said to only shoot civilians. That's on tape and in quotes. Next, three U.S. intel officials tell NBC News that the intelligence Biden released on Russia-Ukraine was made up, and it's on video. Next, Ukraine propaganda has been exposed after viral Russian mobile crematorium tweet is revealed to be an 8-year-old YouTube video. Lawyer who drafted 1989 Biofair.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed on Monday to ramp up his development of nuclear arms. At a military parade in Pyongyang, he showcased his intercontinental ballistic missile. Experts say puts the entire U.S. mainland in range. Censorship at Twitter has been a complaint of conservatives for years, saying they don't get a fair shake at Twitter. Banned Twitter user and Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy on Fox News says he's glad Elon Musk will take control of Twitter after a $44 billion offer was accepted by the board of directors.
The major thing, whenever you look, why is one side all complaining and the other side isn't? That, to me, tells everything. Give people a level playing field. That's all anybody wants, the ability to speak back and debate points.
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey in a tweet says, Musk taking over is the right path. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Kane Tanaka, a Japanese woman believed to have been the world's oldest person, has died at the age of 119. Tanaka died April 19th in Fukuoka City. The Texas National Guard should not be patrolling the U.S.-Mexico border, but because of the actions by the Biden administration and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the border has become very unsecure. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on Newsmax shortly after a National Guardsman body was found.
So, and that's the problem that we're looking at right now. Because Border Patrol's resources are completely being taken out of the field to do administrative duties such as processing, transport, hospital watch, detention security, we have to have other resources because we just don't have anybody out here. And that's why Texas Governor Greg Abbott has sent out the National Guard to help fill in the gaps that are left by the Border Patrol because we're simply overwhelmed by the sheer number of people that are crossing the border illegally. And when that happens, that's when you get the large number of drugs that are coming across. You can talk with any sheriff's department, any local law enforcement, DPS, anywhere, and they will tell you that the amount of drugs that are on the street corresponds with the number of illegal immigrants and the rise in that.
National Guardsman Bishop Evans, whose body was found Monday after he drowned late last week trying to rescue two migrants from the Rio Grande River. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I believe that you mentioned that HHS is now paying for transgender surgeries. Well, a guy by the name of Richard L. Levine pretends to be a woman and trades by the name of Rachel Levine, Dr. Rachel Levine. And he was the big chair's nomination and was confirmed by the Senate as the U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health at the U.S. Department of Health. And this is the United States Public Health Service Commission Corps. Richard Levine, trading as Rachel Levine, is a four-star admiral in the United States Public Health Service Commission Corps. And he is a transgender. And you wonder why it's dangerous to have these people in high office. You just found out. We have a transgender guy pretending to be a woman who, and now we have surgeries being paid for by us for transgender surgeries. Can you imagine? It's an outrage. It makes me sick. The guy in the big chair, well, you've got Vladimir Putin who's trying to expand Russia, make it bigger by capturing Ukraine. Our guy in the big chair is squandering what we have at every level. I can't think of a single thing that guy has done right. Not one thing. And I don't think anyone else can either. Rich?
Yeah, it's all by design, Vince. And you did correct yourself at the end there. HHS is not paying for it. We're paying for the surgeries. The taxpayers are paying for it. All right, I'm going to go back to more news, folks, because it's just mind-boggling. And, Vince, thanks for letting me have the microphone. Again, my objective is to wake as many people up as possible. Next, U.S. taxpayers, speaking of U.S. taxpayers, are going to pay for Ukraine salaries and pensions because Biden is now authorizing money to go to Ukraine in the billions. The billions. Next. Twitter staff are told in an emergency meeting that their jobs are only safe for 6 months. Elon, I got some news for you. Donald Trump made this mistake by securing and leaving sellouts and traitors behind. You have people in this organization that have been caught censoring, shadow banning, deleting, editing information and objective facts. If you leave them in their seat for 6 months, that means your company is not going to be valid or credible for that long. Next, French President Macron makes this campaign promise. Europe must be ready to accept 60 million refugees. The reason why I brought up a couple articles on Macron here is because do you really think he won when you make these comments? Here's another comment. Man hacked in head by machete-wielding car thief. Where was that? Oh, France. And cafe owner beaten by mob of street kids. Where was that? Oh, France. And then what does Macron say? He says that he rejects self-defense. Even when someone breaks into your own home. So get ready to be murdered. Women, get ready to be raped. Because there's no way in hell Macron legitimately won this election when you say stuff like that against your own people. Next, new California bill would mandate four-day work week for companies with more than 500 employees. This is an obvious ploy to basically say if you work for a big fascist company instead of a little outfit or start your own business, you're going to work less. Next, Federal Derogatory Geographic Name Task Forces announces the U.S. will rename 660 mountains and rivers and landmarks because it has racist language. This is how they use the fear. You're not supposed to speak up because you're going to be a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, voluntary conspiracy theorist. Yes, for those of you who listen, I've said that several thousand times. Next, Democrats block subpoena for Hunter Biden to testify before Congress. Next, Soros-funded circuit attorney walks. Kim Gardner faces no consequences, of course no accountability, after she admits to wrongdoing in the Greitens case. See, it all depends on what group you're in. It all depends if you're willing to sell out your country for the narrative of the elite globalists. That's it, folks. It's that simple. Next, World Economic Forum controls Canada. Ontario passes anti-protest law Bill 100 in late-night stealth vote. Do you remember Klaus Schwab on video bragging how he owned Trudeau and half of the cabinet in Canada. Canada is in big, big trouble. You better speak up. This is a call to action for everybody in the free world. Next, Cori Bushett surpasses $300,000 spent on private security as she continues to call for defunding the police. And who's paying for her private security? You are. I can barely pronounce the word hypocrisy and double standards over all the years that I've given this information. Next, Kamala Harris, quote, I acknowledge, one must acknowledge that prices are going up. You can't get any more stupid, people. You just can't pull it off. When you have someone who's a vice president who doesn't even know how to give an economics lecture, never mind a comment, they should not be in business. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. No one is doing their freaking job. Next, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he will bus illegal immigrants dumped to Florida to Biden's home state of Delaware. You know, Ron, that's not a bad idea, but a better one is something that I've suggested under the solution column, which I've given hundreds over the years, and that is anybody who's a proponent and assists in the legitimization of illegal immigrants who come here unvetted, illegally, their wealth should be confiscated and given to the people, especially if someone's been murdered or raped or crimes done against them. The victims should get the money from the people who pushed the legislation for illegal immigrants, unvetted illegal immigrants, mostly military age men illegal immigrants. Next. Oh, by the way, a little comment about the Ukraine propaganda. You got to remember, folks, these people, I mean, the bioweapon lab has been uncovered. Money laundering operations have been uncovered. And the cover-up, because Pelosi's son, Kerry's son, Biden's son, Romney's son is involved on boards in Ukraine. This is why they're literally using billions of your tax dollars to protect the credibility of their sons. Wow. I just had to make that little comment. Next, Biden's Homeland Security, Mayorkas, allows millions of illegal aliens into the U.S., but then they claim that we are domestic terrorists and we're the greatest threat who speak the truth and use objective facts. You can't get any dumber and corrupt than we are as a nation. Basically, what the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans are saying, folks, is all of your relatives that have fought, bled, and died for this country did it in vain. That's what they're saying. That's exactly what they're saying. Next, DEA issues warning on fentanyl influx of 2021 last year. Quote, enough to kill every American. Do I really need to comment on that? Next, secret recording. Kevin McCarthy told Liz Cheney, who's a traitor, she's a traitor, he would tell Trump to resign in shocking leaked audio. They're both traitors. Kevin McCarthy is a sellout, just like Liz Cheney. He should be resigned from his position yesterday. He's a traitor and a sellout. Next, Democrat National Committee openly pushing for more big tech censorship. I'm looking at the time. I'm going to go a little quicker. Hunter Biden's business partner visited Obama's White House 19 times, yet Joe Biden had nothing to do with Hunter's business, and Psaki couldn't even come up. She basically dismissed the question. After all these years, months of saying, oh, we don't know anything about this. Well, they've been caught, but what happens? Nothing. Next, Joe Biden brags about owning a 68 Corvette as he tells Americans to drive electric vehicles. I saw a picture of him in it. This is real. Obama and Hillary push for government censorship and restrictions on speech, claiming this will, quote, bolster world democracy. I said it slowly so you wouldn't believe how stupid that comment is. Black Lives Matter on the street to White House now says she never supported defund the police. Boy, they think you're dumb. Woo! And for my brothers and sisters up in Canada, as we already mentioned an article or two, Canada is partner in World Economic Forum program to bring digital ID to travel. Next, Canada has the biggest quarter four population loss since the 70s. What do you think that could be? Oh, next article. Infections, hospitalizations, deaths increase in Canada for the doubly and triple vaccinated as anti-dependent enhancement skyrockets. Who would have guessed that? Next, resurfaced video shows Dr. Oz praising Jussie Smollett after hoax attack. Do you think he could be a rhino, folks? I know President Trump endorsed him, but I've read a lot of comments from very important people who know what's going on and said this is a big mistake. There's a video that shows Dr. Oz praising Jussie Smollett after the hate hoax. You need to see the video. Please don't believe anything we tell you. Verify. Don't be intellectually lazy. Read, research. Every American should be reading and research and doing a call to action. We need to be all doing our part. Next, World at War video. Biden jokes about starting World War III. Look, this is no secret. They want a world war. They want a race war. They want a civil war. They don't care how they get the distractions because they never let a crisis go to waste. And that's when they're going to implement martial law. They want confusion. They want distractions. They want wars. They want chaos. They want infighting. We've mentioned this 1,000 times. Next, airline offers refunds to passengers frightened by seeing human faces. You can't make this stupid stuff up. And last, Florida sheriff says homeowners can save taxpayers money by shooting intruders. That's called defending yourself, folks.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extend-O-Vite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extend-O-Vite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extend-O-Vite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extend-O-Vite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich even said something really important in the, he's talking about a Florida sheriff, Santa Rosa County. And New York Post says, Florida sheriff urges homeowners to shoot intruders and save taxpayers money. So Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson made the remarks after an unidentified Sunshine State, that's Florida, fired at a burglar with at least 17 arrests on his record last week. Quote, this is Sheriff Johnson's quote. If someone breaks into your house, you are more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. End quote. So I think he's the first sheriff to actually come out and say that. And basically, it's save the taxpayers' money, you know, for incarceration. Rich, one other point. Class, if you'd like to email me your thoughts, suggestions, pictures, you can send them to Vincent@USAPrepares.com. Vincent@USAPrepares.com. If you'd like us to consider putting them in the book, The 5-Minute University. So please consider that. I look forward to reading them. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, well, regarding one of the commercials during the last break, folks, about SaveGCN.com, this is very serious. You know, Alex Jones did such a great job waking up the world. He was so accurate in his DVD videos and Endgame so much. Look, he's dedicated his whole life to freedom and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And these people are trying to take down Alex Jones, GCN, everything. Freedom of speech is so important because we live in a time where so many people are becoming brain dead through the psyops, and where smart people are being silenced purposely so stupid people aren't offended. I just want you to think about that. And as I enjoy the
day, we were taken down by big tech. USA Prepares was taken down by big tech. We were censored twice. Ultimately, we were taken off YouTube. 10 years. Big tech just showed us who's who. So, class, if you think that free speech doesn't need protecting, that's just one example. And that's us, USA Prepares. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, folks, when you hear the term expert or official authority, or you hear the word transparency and there's no proof behind it, they're just words. Basically, it's usually an organization or an institution that has betrayed the trust of the people. They've dishonored and corrupted their profession. And that's why it's up to us, it's up to you to read and research. And one of the last articles I mentioned was Biden, how Biden joked about starting World War III. Vince, we're down to seconds. I'm going to let you comment on that. But don't you feel it's very obvious that they have to pull off these distractions? And you can see how they're building the narrative for the next pandemic in order to control the vote, in order to take over not just America but the world, but to end our Constitution, Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, rule of law, and due process. Vince?
Rich, I have received a number of emails from the class and from instructors, and there is a tremendous concern about everything that's going on. And one of the real big ones is food. People are really concerned about food shortages that are looming because of the cost of oil. And that drives up the cost of plastic. That drives up the cost of synthetic rubber hoses. That drives up the price of packaging. That drives up the prices of the glue that holds the labels on the cans and jars and bottles. That drives up the price of the bottles and lids and labels. It's endless. Packaging tape. And the oil used for transportation. And the oil that's used in the production of fertilizer. Everything is broken. Everything is going wrong. Let me give you just one simple example. A 2013 Mercedes GL450 was dropped off here at the farm for repair. No one seemed to be able to diagnose it right. No one seemed to be able to fix it. $3,300 was spent on repairing things that were not broken, did not need to be fixed. The one thing that did need to be fixed was replace a leaking proprietary hose that cools off one of the two turbochargers on this vehicle. The part's about $80, 80. Mercedes-Benz sold the part, but they didn't have the part. We can't get the part. So we're sitting looking at a vehicle that, if you add up all the options, this thing's $104,000. And this $80 part is preventing it from being used. And we can't get the part. It's a proprietary part. Don't buy a new vehicle, class, because older vehicles don't have these kinds of parts. So for $80, this owner can't use their vehicle. Rich, thanks so much.
Thank you, Vince.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.